Hey, Bad Movies, Worst People listeners, this is Derek, and we have a special preview here for you. Jack and I have our own Star Wars podcast that will be launching very soon. This is our first kind of interstitial prequel episode, because you got to have prequels at Star Wars, episode 0.1, where we discuss the Acolyte trailer, and we have a little bit with Whitney doing a lightsaber quiz about what kind of lightsaber you would have. It's a fun little thing, just something we did to introduce the show. I'm including it here on the Bad Movies Worst People feed to give you guys a little preview, but if you want to find it, look up Han Took Shots First and follow that, because we'll be having more content coming for you, including the main show, which will be us covering Star Wars from Episode 1 to Episode 9, all live action in order. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking it out. Chut, chut. Welcome, world.
Galaxy.
Welcome, galaxy. I guess. Yeah. All right, that makes more sense.
We're just a simple podcast trying to make our way in this universe, man.
Welcome, galaxy, to episode 0.1 of Han Took Shots First.
Because much like Lucas, we had this all planned out.
Yeah, we had it all planned out from the beginning. These are the prequels. I'm Derek.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Whitney.
And we talk about Star Wars, but not Whitney.
Nope.
Sometimes.
She has to sit there and take it.
Sometimes I'm there.
So I thought this would be a fun thing to have us kind of guess what our lightsaber color would be. And then I'm going to read off the questions. We're going to answer them. And we're going to see what lightsaber color you are.
I'm going to be purple.
You want to be purple?
I do want to be purple.
Okay.
I want to be orange because I like orange.
I know. Ooh, you like orange.
I'm going to have to wonder if orange is in here, just because this might not be. Orange is only a newer thing. Man. So we'll find out. But want to be orange. I would like to be yellow.
I also don't know what the color means. I just like the color purple.
Purple means that you are moving? Light and dark. Like you have a little bit of a dark side, but you keep it in check. Mace Windu.
I'm Kyoto. I'm chaotic neutral.
Yeah, like purple's closer to that. And Derek, you want orange, which is another like kind of fiery thing, but you're less in check. You haven't gone over to the dark side.
I'm almost there.
He married me. Yeah. You're teetering, sir. All you need is some kid just to come over on your lawn and you're done. And yellow is the kind of nerds that want to be left alone and just learn about the Force.
Are you sure that's not yellow for you?
I do want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See?
Most of the time.
I mean, but a lot of Jedi are pretty isolated.
The only time I don't want to be left alone is when I'm horny.
That's when I'm at my most alone, sir. I look at a bottle of lotion, I pop one.
So Jack has a internet quiz that's definitely 100% scientifically accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jocasta Nuo went over this herself. This is from the archives.
Oh, Jocasta Nuo.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
The librarian from the temple. No? All right.
Okay.
I knew the name because you said it the other day.
She's an old bird. She's the one that was told Obi-Wan in episode 2, like, if you're looking for a planet and we don't have it, it doesn't exist.
She was wrong.
She was wrong as shit. It's showing the smudgeness of the Jedi's.
Okay. Stupid smudgers.
Stupid smudgeness. All right. So we are going to all do this at the same time so we can not have to do three quizzes.
3, 2, 1, start.
Question. It's day one of Jedi training. Which discipline is your focus? I work on a little bit of everything. I want to be balanced and a well-rounded Jedi. Combat abilities. I want to become a master duelist with my lightsaber. Force abilities. I want to learn things like force healing and Jedi mind trick. Diplomacy. I want to solve problems with a keen mind and a silver tongue.
Do we tell you or just click
no,
it?
No, we're going to click it.
All right.
And stick it.
And next.
All right, everybody got their answer in?
Answer locked in.
As a Jedi, which of the following would guide your decisions most? My intuition, logic and cold hard facts, my desire for power, my morals and sense of right and wrong.
Locked in. Final answer.
Locked in.
Who wants to be a millionaire? It's time to pick sides. Do you gravitate towards the light side, or the dark side? I choose to do what I think is right, even if it means siding with none of them. Light all the way, baby! I'm joining the Jedi Order. Dark side, I'm becoming one of the Sith. I think I'm more force neutral. I'm joining the gray Jedi.
Eh, I'm stuck.
What's
between
the difference
two?
Between I'm force neutral and I choose to do what I think is right?
Even if it's so, force neutral is you might, like we talked about the gray Jedi, you might kill a family of five if it saves the rest of the planet.
But I mean, you might think that's right.
You might think it's right, but it's not. Maybe for you, from a certain point of view.
Okay, well, I guess I'm changing my answer. Got it.
All right. I had the same question and locked I kept in. My answer.
Yeah, locked in.
I don't know if you heard me, but I said I had the same question and I locked my answer in.
All right. You're in charge of the Jedi Order. How would you approach your conflict with the Sith? Conflict? Why approach the Sith and tell them I want to be allies instead? I'd monitor their activities carefully and only act once I was sure of my plans. I'd stop them, but first I'd offer them mercy if they renounce the dark side. It's my duty to stop them and imprison them for their crimes, or kill them if I had to.
If you believe them when they say they're going to renounce the dark side, you've never watched a Star Wars movie.
I mean, dude, every Sith Lord has their fingers crossed. It's like it's just always what they do.
Surprised there's never been a shot, like a low shot from behind, and it's just like,
oh, what's this? Oh, my fingers were crossed. I don't know why my Sith Lord sounds like Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah.
David, use the force, Luke. All right,
this
we locked
mask
in.
Is going to look wonderful on you.
I'm locked in.
All right, which place would you explore if you could? The Death Star. I just think it's neat. Coruscant, it's the center of galactic culture. Naboo, I want to see the Festival of Light. Dagobah, I want to visit Yoda's hut.
Okay, so that explains, I now know what that is. Naboo, I know this one.
This is from episode, this is Padme's home.
Okay.
This is the Gungans.
And
the Rastafarian warriors, you know.
Rastafarian lizard people.
Say again?
The Coruscant?
That's the city planet. Like, it is just building.
Yeah.
Think of New York City in space.
Like, in the prequels, okay. It's the one where the Jedi Council is, and Andor, it's like where everything takes place, where Stellan Skarsgård has his little shop.
Yeah,
right,
and a rich politician lady is there.
Mon Mothma.
Mon Mothma. Yes, Mothma.
Mothra. Mon Mothra. All right. So we got that. We understand our places.
Yeah, I already
cool.
picked.
Yeah.
Beauty. You're just having trouble?
I don't want to go to any of those places.
I know.
I want to go to Dave Navarro and hang out with Carl Weathers, man.
I thought you were for sure Dagobah just because nobody else there.
That would be if I didn't just hate mosquitoes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, all right, hold on. What if you got a force barrier?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, mosquitoes don't fuck with me
anymore.
It's too late now. I know what you're fucking...
No, you can go previous.
I know what your training's going to be. What's your first discipline? Keeping mosquitoes away. Which experience would you enjoy the most? Achieving a goal I've been working toward for a while. I fought hard for it. Coming in first after running a race. I love to win. Skydiving. I love crazy thrills. Relaxing on the beach. Nothing to do but snooze and soak in the sun.
Done.
And drink,
I mean, it would
spotchka.
Be the beach, but I just hate sand.
It gets really everywhere. This one's tough for me because I do want to do nothing, but I hate soaking in the sun.
I mean, it says there's nothing to do but soak in the sun, et cetera. So you can still sit in the shade.
No, you can't. There's nothing to do. Like, it's threatening you. Like, nothing can be done about this sunshine. All right. We locked?
Yep. We're locked.
We loaded?
Loaded.
You shouldn't go
I'm
driving
exploding.
Then.
I'm working on getting loaded.
How do you like to socialize? I don't care as long as I'm in the spotlight. I tend to prefer quiet and solitude. I think we're all picking that. I stick to small groups of people. I prefer large groups and lots of friends. Actually, Whitney might do that one.
I know which one Whitney says.
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
What do you think I picked? I'm not going to tell you if you're right or not.
I don't care as long as I'm in the spotlight.
Just whispering in the microphone. He'll never hear it.
Okay.
I don't like to be up. I like to be equal. I'm never above, never
anybody
below,
who does
with.
Karaoke likes to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, but I hide in a corner.
That's not necessarily true. What if it's somebody who really likes singing? They just, it took them this long to get over.
They take Jack the microphone into the bathroom with them and close it, and then they just sing from there.
Yeah.
Jack was a front man in a band.
That's true, but I wasn't very sober. All right, we locked?
Locked and loaded.
Which role would you rather play in the Star Wars universe? I want to go on adventures with my favorite Jedi, like Luke and Obi-Wan. I want to search old Jedi and Sith artifacts so I can study them. I want to be a fighter pilot and take part in huge galactic battle. I want to be a spy for the rebellion and save the day with my intel.
I'm torn on two of those.
But no questions.
No.
Good.
I've actually watched enough with you guys that I didn't. Are you cheating?
Yeah, dude, eyes on your own lightsaber test.
I got a pink one, too.
Hands on your own lightsaber.
This is my saber. This is my gun.
They're both for fighting. They're both for fun.
Next.
All right.
Did you finish?
I'll get there.
Did you come yet?
This is like when the waitress is almost to you, and you're just like, that one! I shouldn't have got that one!
Baked potato soup! Oh, I panicked.
I don't feel like you would ever order baked potato soup.
That's why I panicked. What's your usual approach to solving problems? I handle it myself. I'm very self-sufficient. I wait for someone else to come up with the answer. I take charge and tell other people how to solve the problem. I collaborate with others. I prefer teamwork to solo work.
That was very easy for me.
I prefer teamwork to Han Solo work.
Yeah, who doesn't?
That's not what I selected. Next.
All right. Say you're fighting in a battle. Would you steal a lightsaber to win? Absolutely. I'd stop at nothing to win. Probably, if it seemed like the only way to survive the battle. I don't like stealing, but I'd consider it if it meant I could save lives. No, I'd never do that. Stealing is wrong.
Stealing is wrong.
From like a dead guy? Or stealing from someone who's trying to defend themselves?
So that's the thing. I don't think it's stealing if you like grab it in battle. It would have to be like some awesome shop is selling lightsabers. And like, I don't have the money for it, but
it's
I'm
like
going
to take
it. It's
like you went to Disney, but you didn't have $200.
Exactly. But the Sith somehow followed you.
They have their sneaky, sneaky ways.
Sneaky Sith. All right, so you are one of the most seasoned Jedi Knights. What drives you to win each battle?
Extra garlic.
Extra garlic, anchovies. Oh, wait. My desire to protect as many people as possible. My goal to become the greatest hero in the galaxy. The thrill of vanquishing my enemies. The need to protect myself and stay alive. And I believe we're on the last question. Bringing it home
like
here.
It. Bringing it home, baby.
Yeah, we're almost dun 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 dun. All
right, that's well played.
Every time I make a D&D character, I'm like, all right, I'm doing something besides chaotic neutral. And then I get down to it and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I'm chaotic neutral. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I tried. Not hard.
I thought about
too
it.
Too many nerd worlds clashing right now.
Rohirrim. All right. Go ahead.
Ooh. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Just throw one more in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck my life.
Iluvatar be praised. All right. So someone tries to tempt you to the dark side. What do you do about it? I seek to understand the dark side better, but never give in to it. That's the therapist answer. Give in. Honestly, the dark side don't sound that bad. I'd stop them. They couldn't sway me, but what if they got to someone else? Ignore them. I'm never tempted by the dark side.
Bullshit.
Worst dark side ever.
So let's go around the horn. Derek, what color did you want? Orange?
Yeah.
And why did you get red?
I didn't.
Ooh, okay. What'd you get?
Purple.
Purple. Whitney wanted...
purple.
And you got...
what do you think I got?
Yellow.
No.
Is it blue?
It's orange.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It explains a lot, honestly.
You said it last night, though. You're like, you're orange. You straight look at
you.
Because
you're
fiery.
You're
fucking, I am fiery.
Yeah. I just thought that your want for purple would influence, but...
I did very honestly.
I chose orange as my want purely on the basis of orange is awesome.
Yeah, I get that. That's why it's the only reason he looks at me when we're recording.
Do we get to read our result answers when, after you say yours? Like what?
Oh, absolutely.
Color means?
All right. Yeah. So I wanted, or yeah, I hope for yellow. I got purple.
Oh, damn. Yeah. What'd you get?
Bitch, I'm green.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Amber in with the green. All right. Read yours. What purple is?
All right. Purple lightsabers symbolize wisdom, nobility, and balance. All seems right. Only the wisest of Jedi
wield... Notice it didn't say humble.
Only the wisest of the Jedi wield purple lightsabers, motherfucker. But purple can also indicate a Jedi warrior who uses both light and dark side techniques. Based on your answers, you'd have a purple lightsaber because you're wise, think before you act, are prepared to use every tool in your arsenal to win your battles, and know how to see and understand both sides of any issue. And I'm going to try to say the names of the characters.
You're pragmatic. Oh, please do.
Characters with this color. Mace Windu. That's
easy.
Vernestra Rowe.
I'm going to take it.
And Ty Yorick.
What'd you call me?
Exactly.
Ty Yorick could be playing baseball for the Yankees in the 20s.
Yorking your All right. tie.
All Whitney.
Right. Whitney has orange. Orange lightsabers symbolize ingenuity. If I could talk, that would be fantastic. Ingenuity, cunning, and moral ambiguity. Force-sensitive people with orange lightsabers are committed to neither the dark side nor the light. They make their own path in life, and you do the same. You have... I really do, though. I'm like, fuck you. I'm going this way. You'd have an orange lightsaber because based on your answers, you're the type to take on life with a keen mind and creative problem-solving skills. And the character with this color is Cal Kestis.
Nice. And you actually said that perfectly, by the way.
Well, I do listen to you guys.
Do you know
lot.
Who Cal Not Kestis is voiced by and does the mocap for?
I don't know who Cal is.
It's a video game.
Oh, okay.
And it's Ian from Shameless.
Oh, also, he was
he's the one from Fallen Order.
Yeah. Okay. He's Cal Kestis.
Okay.
And it's if you like him as an actor, it's perfect. Yeah. And
did you want to read yours, or do you want him to read what yours was?
We have another friend sitting in the corner.
We have Amber. Amber's here.
Okay. No, she just did.
You know, the famous taco maker. Anonymity.
All right. So, friend of the show, Amber, got green lightsaber. Green lightsabers symbolize growth, harmony, and nature. Jedi who wield green lightsabers prefer negotiation and mediation to outright violence. But as protectors of the light, they'll raise their weapons when there's no other choice. So fuck around and find out.
That is Amber.
You're a kindred spirit to those Jedi. You have peaceful personality. You have very fair-minded. You have a good heart, which is why the green lightsaber is for you. And you want to talk about being in good company, dude. Luke Skywalker, Yoda, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah. Luke Skywalker at the beginning.
No, Luke Skywalker.
He had blue and he switched to green. Yeah. Never mind. You're right.
You are such a Bib Fortuna.
A Bib Dank Fortuna. Ferric. Okay. I kind of like that.
There is like fake cursing. There's Dank Ferric, Carabast, Poodoo, and I think I'm missing one, but they're all just like don't mean Ferric. Anything.
I'm totally
oh, McClunky.
I'm taking Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna is the Major Domo of Jabba the Hutt.
What did you just call me?
Major Domo.
Domo. Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo.
So that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm happy with purple.
If anybody liked this, any listeners, let us know. I can come up with actual quizzes and things like that. This was just kind of an experiment to see how it felt, how it went. So let us know feedback, please.
Definitely let us know.
We can figure out what kind of bounty hunter ship you'd be.
Ooh.
And
dibs on the Ebon Hawk.
Don't forget to check out Han Took Shots First, where Jack and I, with various guests, recount Star Wars live action saga from beginning to end, starting with episode 1, ending on episode 9. Again, we have to watch it one more time. I sound like I've watched it a lot. I've watched it once.
That might be a two-parter. I don't mean the episode. I mean me watching it. I've fallen asleep every time that wasn't in the theaters.
I've only seen it in the theaters. But check that out. Han Took Shots First. Also, check out our other show where Whitney is our co-host. Bad Movies, Worst People. You can find us at badmoviesworstpeople.com. And you can get early access to Han Took Shots First if you join the Bad Movies, Worst People Patreon at patreon.com/worstpeople. It's only $3. Heyo.
Heyo.
That's only $3. That's like not even a cup of coffee a day.
Depends on where you go.
I mean, that's like buying one cup of coffee a month. That's what
For
I meant to say.
For only 10 cents a day. I had to do some quick math. Sorry.
What's her name from the South Park skit where she was eating all the food? Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers.
Yeah.
And she was Jabba the Hutt.
Yep. It all comes back.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I've been Derek.
I'm Jack.
I'm still Whitney.
And may the force be with you.
McClunky.
And also with you.
Welcome back for another segment of our episode 0.1, I guess is kind of what we're calling it, because we planned this all along, just like George Lucas.
Had it all figured out.
Of Han Took Shots First. I'm Derek.
I'm Jack.
And we're going to be discussing the Acolyte trailer. Clink. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Clink.
That's going to sound good.
I think it looks awesome. I mean, there's always doubts to be had these days.
Yes.
With the Disney Plus shows.
I'm super excited for it. Like, I'm trying to play it cool, like a jaded lover, because I've been hurt before looking at you, Obi-Wan. And I still have things about that show I like. But this is, High Republic. We've never seen this.
Yeah. I'm excited to see a whole different era. Just Jedi run around all willy-nilly.
Yeah. When I say never seen this, I mean on screen. Sorry. Yeah.
Not just sitting in chairs talking.
Uh-huh.
Which is all we've ever seen of anybody other than our, like, the Skywalker and his friends.
What's the over-under? We're betting now. The over-under, we're going to Tatooine. I really hope we don't, and we have no reason to. Like, this is what I think we're both excited for, is the name Skywalker shouldn't be said.
No.
Maybe we can get Yoda, because he's, you know, 900.
This is 132 years, roughly, before Battle of Yavin.
Yeah, so he's 800 years old, give or take a few 30 years.
Which, when you're 900, is like, give or take 6 months.
Yeah, right? It's a blink of an eye. We also have the chance for Chewbacca. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he could easily be alive, would be alive at this point.
And if they figure in the timeline that he was alive, they'll find a way to work him in.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's break down the trailer and what we see.
All right, so the first shot is a little dog monkey.
Yeah, sure. That's not what they're called. I actually don't know the name of this. Like, it could be a little young Bothan, but I have to look at it, like, the...
Oh, and there's a little orange Greedo.
Yes, Rodians.
Rodians.
There's a rarity of the skin colors, and like red is super rare.
Okay.
And orange is a little less. Like, I think green is most common, followed by blue.
It would make sense, because that's what we've seen. I think that's all we've seen, really, in the movies at least, is green, right?
In the movies, yeah. Maybe Mandalorian has a little bit different.
Okay.
But that's, again, you said movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so it's a class of
younglings.
Because they're not Padawans.
I would call these younglings. They're of the age. It's actually reminiscent of, because we have the actor's name you'll give me right now if you know it, but I know the Jedi's name is Sol.
I didn't get his, because I looked up the IMDb for this, because I don't know almost any of these actors except for one very obvious.
Yeah.
But there's a few people listed. Most of them don't have names. I didn't see anybody who looked like this guy.
Okay. So this is, I know I read a little bit about a synopsis, and he is Jedi Master Sol. I don't know, exactly Grandmaster or otherwise, but it's very reminiscent of, Yoda with the younglings. 'Cause he's like, hey, close your eyes, search the Force, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And you get one person that says, what do you see? Because your eyes can deceive you. The Force won't. What do you see? I see peace. I see life. And you get one of the younger ones that says, I see fire.
Yes. And then we cut to...
Turns out it was James Taylor. He saw fire and he saw rain. And someone said, we've all seen those. They're very common things. Calm down, James.
And we cut to, like, what seems like it's probably later. They're not giving you that in this, but based on... watching Star Wars.
I think we, not like we're the only ones, but I think we cracked it that this is a flashback, and one of the antagonists, who's not going to be the main antagonist, you're not showing your big bad in the trailer.
No, we do get a glimpse of someone I think will probably be the big bad.
Yes.
Or adjacent to.
Yes.
But like, it's a class, there's a little blonde girl, and there's an Asian girl.
Half human, half Thelan.
Okay. Because there's the blonde girl. Asian girl is the one who says, I see light and I see balance or whatever. Uh-huh. And then there's a little black girl, and she says, she's the one who says, I see fire. And we cut to later, and first we see a mysterious figure in a hooded purple robe. Figure. Yeah, which is a cool robe.
Yeah.
And it's Carrie Ann Moss of The Matrix and various other properties.
Hers wasn't purple. I think we see another different black actress coming up the stairs. Oh, okay. Kind of like, I took it as cult leader. Like, I think they want, at least they want me to think it's the Acolyte, okay. But you're not showing the Acolyte yet, or you're not showing them in plain sight.
Okay, because so. I saw the purple robe figure walking into, like, the purple robe figure walks into a bar, and then they showed Carrie Ann Moss, and I'm trying to watch the background and stuff for all the secrets.
Yeah, it's tough. This is I probably have seen this trailer like 7 times now, you know, and not like super nerdy wise.
Well, I just watched it my second, third, and fourth time.
Yeah, like written in a row.
But yeah, there's a hooded figure, and then we see Carrie Ann Moss, and then we have her fighting.
If you don't know Carrie Ann Moss, she's Trinity in Matrix.
Yeah, and we have her fighting an older but young black girl.
About Padawan age, I would say. About like very Ewan McGregor in episode 1 age.
And I'm pretty sure this is Amandla Sternberg.
Okay.
Who was in Bodies, 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 And she was in Dear Evan Hansen, which isn't great for a lot of reasons. But Bodies, 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 I thought was really cool. And she was very good in it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's who this is. Because as soon as they had her without her mask on, I thought I recognized her.
Yeah. It's a cool fight going on, dude. Like, I'm gonna show my true colors here. I have, like any other Star Wars fan, I've written some fiction. I've written some of my own Star Wars stories. And I had a character that was so badass they didn't carry a lightsaber. They would do exactly what this is. Like, stop with a force push. They could actually do a force kick. Like a force push with their kick. Because when you watch episode 6, at one point Luke Skywalker goes to kick a dude and he misses completely and the guy reacts. And, like, you know, of course everyone's like, nah, look at that. And I'm like, well, no, he's got the force. That's a force kick.
Yeah, it was force kick.
So I wrote a whole story about it. And he fought a guy that instead of force lightning had force fire. Because why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a nerdy little kid, dude. It was like 2 days ago.
The force is like the Green Lantern thing.
It's whatever you can imagine,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly. But it's cool because she's fighting with just like this little dagger and a lot of badassness.
Yeah.
And we see her fight Carrie Ann Moss. We see her fight Soul.
Soul, yep.
And I think we see her fighting somebody else who's not really revealed in the trailer. I did look because I thought she was using like a weird hook blade, but it's just her dagger
it's
again.
It's just a little
But
stabby.
It's an older dude with like a white beard, like a Abe Lincoln beard, but mm-hmm. It's white.
Say hey Blinken or Abe Lincoln?
Hey Blinken.
yes, and we get what a lot of people online are calling a Jedi Wookiee, but not necessarily. The Wookiees have these priests and priestesses that are just very in tune with nature, and so I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a Wookiee in a tunic.
Okay.
And it could just be somebody that talks to the trees, kind of.
Okay, because we do have a
like
shot.
A literal tree hugger.
We have a shot of Soul with his brat pack, and they're on some kind
love
of
it.
They're on some kind of very green planet with very tall, skinny trees.
If it's not Kashyyyk, I can't name you a thick, dense jungle like this right now. That would make sense. There's a couple that, like, you know, Mandalorians be hiding out on.
But we also get a glimpse of all these kids growing up. Well, that's what we're assuming.
If our
you
theory pans out, and I think it does,
one of them is Daphne Keene,
X-23 from
Logan.
Old Man Logan. Sorry,
which is funny
Logan.
Because she was a wee bab. I mean, I don't remember when Logan came out. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been, I mean,
been almost 10 years probably.
Think so?
Well, no, not
I would
quite
have guessed like
6
years. Or 7, but.
I know I was with Whitney because we saw it in theaters.
Okay.
So it's been less than 10 and more than 6.
I trust most people's acknowledgement of time over mine all the time.
And then I think Yord Fandar, I think is what the name you had found, is the kid that has like the short dreads that are kind of off to the side, like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, very Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah.
Killmonger with Mario Van Peebles. 2017, by the way, so you're much closer. Yeah.
Okay. But that's Charlie Barnett, who I know I recognized from other things. I had to pull up his IMDb. I mean, he was the main dude. So, did you ever watch Russian Doll?
No.
He was in that with Natasha Leon. He was the opposite of her, that person who also gets stuck in a time loop with her. I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff, but that was definitely the number one thing that popped out to me.
Okay.
But he's cool. He's cool. He's good.
I enjoy not knowing actors in Star Wars, things like this. I mean, outside of Carrie Ann Moss, obviously, and like the movies you have Mace Windu and big names, I don't mind not knowing them or not being able to recognize them in X-23's case.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is I'm talking about like, oh, he was in that one Netflix show. She was in that one.
And that's to the credit of what I'm speaking of. It's like,
exactly.
I'm not stuck on like, oh, that's fucking Ferris Bueller. Like, can you imagine Matthew Broderick trying to be a Jedi Knight?
What color would his lightsaber be? Gray?
Because
it's boring.
Yeah.
Khaki.
Yeah. Khaki. He has a khaki. Dude, I just changed my answer. I want a plaid lightsaber. Freak this ska out.
There's the one thing, I mean, it's mostly a lot of little quick snippets of fights.
It is fast. It is bing, bang, boom, action.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a minute 46.
Uh-huh.
And I probably won't watch any more that come out before the show.
Yeah, I try not to. Like, this, you've already got me.
Yeah.
But your hooks are in. Now anymore, I'm either going to spoil something by guessing it or drive myself nuts trying to figure something out.
Well, and it's just like with movies now. Like, it used to be like you had a trailer And that was the trailer, and then movies came out. Now it's like a year ahead, you have the teaser trailer.
Uh-huh.
And then 6 months ahead, you have trailer one. Uh-huh. And then 3 months ahead, you have trailer two. And then 1 month ahead, you have trailer three.
Like, so I've watched like 30 minutes of the movie.
And trailer three is like, well, here's the beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
And the twist.
I was really upset the day my brother died. Oh, well, his brother's going to die. That's a bummer.
Oh, the Iron Claw?
Yeah. you knew.
But like... So I'll probably just watch this one and wait. But it does come out in June, so it's not too far out.
June 4th, 2-episode premiere. I'm super excited to have something to sink my teeth into. We've known about certain things in the hopper. We're coming off actor strike. We're coming off writer strike. And there's been a lot of delays. So Disney hadn't put out like a timetable for anything or any sort of like a game plan. So no one knew what was coming up next. I would have put money that Skeleton Crew was coming up next.
I think
I would have bet that.
Well, originally, when I was doing research for us doing this show and trying to figure out the timeline of everything and like the years and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I did see that the original plan was Skeleton Crew was supposed to be December 2023 or early 2024.
I wonder what shifted.
And then Acolyte was supposed to be 2024, like mid-2024. So it's still here.
Huh.
But Skeleton Crew isn't.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, I mean, Skeleton Crew's going to have a bunch of little kids. Maybe they're like, look, it's taking a lot longer to do these shoots because they can only work 8 hours a day.
Yeah, it's awful.
But according to that research I did, it's an 8-episode series, which is in line.
Very,
but I would much rather have it be 8 than 6.
Oh, absolutely.
Obi-Wan was 6 which worked fine.
6 is normally just a fluff, but Obi-Wan was, I was ready for that to be over.
Yeah, I did enjoy Obi-Wan mostly, but it's not great.
I was going to say, I have things about it I really love. Ewan McGregor back as Obi-Wan Kenobi is almost always going to have... I could just watch him sit there and work that little fucking butcher block that he worked at the beginning. I could watch that for 8 to 10 episodes, conservatively.
You don't want to watch Big Head Dude with a spinny blade?
Yeah, I do not. No, he's not even a big head dude.
Well, he's not tall head, but he's going to have
he's
wider
got a fat
forehead.
Head. Rupert Grint, I believe, is
maybe like... We discussed this in one of our upcoming episodes on episode 3.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yes. Not our episode 3, because now we're doing this, but their episode 3. And they have the tall heads with the ridges.
Yeah, the Powens.
Yeah, theirs are ruffles and his are more lays.
Stop. You shut your fucking mouth.
But he does have a wide head.
Yeah, that's just because of
the like
makeup.
Mastermind or Brainiac. I was thinking from, I think it's Mastermind in, or is it, what the fuck's the guy's name?
Master Mold.
The Hulk's villain. Is it Mastermind? Something mind. Doesn't matter. Because he never happened
the
in the movies. The Leader? Is that what I'm thinking
yeah,
of?
With the big brain. Right. The
maybe I'm mixing him up with Megamind, then,
yeah,
which I never
you,
saw.
I think you are.
So that's easy to mix up because I just saw pictures of a big head.
That's head cyst.
But it looks cool. It looks like there's a lot of action. I'm super excited. I don't care what anybody says. I'm super excited to see, like, Jedi action, lightsaber on lightsaber action.
Saber on saber action is almost always good, dude.
And I mean, all we saw obviously is a bunch of people whipping out their sabers with various colors and running towards something.
And then all of a sudden there's like a red aura or mist around them. Like this is the Acolyte. We're obviously not seeing.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring this up just real quick. At this point, the Jedi all believe the Sith are wiped out.
Seems like that's a trait that they share with later Jedi and always
yes.
seems to go wrong.
Well, because the Sith, at this point, the Sith are so good at keeping themselves secret. So this doesn't have to be a Sith. This could be a dark side user.
Well, because an Acolyte is like a trainee.
Yeah, yeah.
So like maybe it's not a Sith. Maybe he is just a dark side user, but maybe it's the dude. Who's the guy that brought the Sith back?
Darth Bane?
Yeah, is it that time frame work?
No, Darth Vader would be gone by now.
But we're also basing
it on...
You know
who this could be, though?
You're basing it on Legends stuff. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it's true. All right, well, I'll base it on some canon stuff. The only two people, characters, not people, that I could think it would be, one's name I don't know, Hego Damask, who trained Sheev Palpatine.
That's not a real name.
Darth Plagueis.
Hego Damask is a wrestler who comes out with Rey Mysterio.
From he's the like, top rope, it's Hego Damask.
He's a Russian luchador. It's Hego Damask.
I don't think that's a thing, dude. I don't think you can
dude,
have that.
Dude, the WWF did everything.
Oh, God. You ever had Filipino spaghetti? Is what you just said to me. So it could be Darth Plagueis, or it could be Darth Plagueis Master. Those are the only two dark users, dark Sith that I know that exists at this time.
Okay.
There are some others, I'm sure, but this could easily just be like, you wouldn't know the name of Saj Ventress, would you?
I do know that name.
Okay.
It's a cartoon name.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will recommend
she's
you
the
read...
one with the head and the eyes, and she's creepy.
Yes, and also
got
super
it.
Sexy. So she's from Dathomir. She's a Zabrak. She's the same as Darth Maul.
Okay.
And that just shows you the difference. In...
They don't have the horns.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so she's not a Sith. She's never been a Sith. She's a dark side assassin.
Okay.
So this could be something like that.
So like,
and I'm not saying her
being dark side oriented and not being a Sith is kind of like, it's like American Nazis.
because you believe in God doesn't make you a Catholic.
Okay.
You could be religious and not be a Catholic. You could be light side and not be a Jedi.
That's kind of what I said.
You could be an atheist and not be a Satanist kind
okay.
of thing.
All right.
So like you could be a bad guy and not be a Sith. Sith okay. are just, it's just religion. It's all it is.
Okay.
The Sith have a code. The Jedi have a code. You might not like that code, so you do your own thing. You start your own.
This is like a Protestant.
Start your own whole force user with blackjack and hookers.
She's a Protestant Sith.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It all comes down to religion. No, that's the best way to describe it, though, because like you could be a really good force user. You could have a lightsaber. Doesn't mean you're fucking Jedi.
Okay. The one last thing I do want to mention, because the battle looks cool, and what I was going to say real quick about the battle, so it's two more things, is I'm really hoping that this isn't just a bunch of people running in with lightsabers and then getting mowed down like
yeah, please,
every time
no.
we've seen it.
There's
so
a
far.
Lot of main characters right here.
Yeah, because every time we saw it in, mostly it's in the prequels. Because in the obviously in the original trilogy, there's not many people left.
No.
And in the sequel trilogy, there's even less.
Yeah.
So we never have a group of lightsaber users.
The closest
per se.
We get is the sequel trilogy with episode 8 where they're fighting the Praetorian Guard.
Yeah, because they have the lightsaber staff things.
It's like the same kind of technology as the Magna Guards in episode 2. They're like lightsaber adjacent, but they're not lightsaber.
Yeah. Because like every
it's
time
it's a dope scene. I can't wait to get to that part.
In episode 2 and 3, we get whole groups of Jedi with lightsabers, and they're just immediately mowed down, and nothing
two
happens.
Two is them so. Fighting the droids and like the worst tacticians ever.
Yeah.
Okay, sneak in. We're going to go real quietly and drop in the center of them and say, "We got you now, suckers."
They'll just give up.
They're going to give up. Look at this, dude. Look at all these lightsabers.
Look, we all have swords. They only have guns.
That's so stupid. I hate it.
But the one other thing I did want to mention is we see Amanda Sternberg's character, whose name I forgot now because I didn't write it down, looking off to like on a beach, and she's looking over on some rocks.
Yeah.
And you see a black figure, and I mean like black, like
yes.
absence of light black. So
uh-huh.
it's obviously done in post, kind of like it's meant to be like a suck of light almost. And it does look, I mean, obviously it's not, but he looks kind of like... He has like a shape and a stance of like Darth Maul.
Uh huh.
He's not a super tall guy.
And it wouldn't be, by
no,
the way.
No, it's not. It's
I,
not.
I, just,
that's,
yeah.
I know that. But he's got, it almost looks like his head has some kind of thing on it. But
okay.
again, it's like an absence of light and it's way in the distance.
I'm thinking
so.
That's a misdirection. I'm going to give you, we're pretty much done breaking the trailer down.
Yeah.
So I want to give you a spin foil hat theory. I do this every time, just a big swing for the fences. The Jedi Master Soul. Has a split personality he doesn't know about. He's the Acolyte.
Okay.
So we'll see.
He's just a crazy man.
And that's, like I said, spin foil, swing for the fences. He's crazy.
Well, I mean, if it would have been...
It's like a you don't know your Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Kaiser Unnosy.
If it would have been James McAvoy...
Oh, I was... holy shit, I was going to go with Ed Norton in Primal Fear.
I was thinking James McAvoy in like
Split,
Split and... well, in Glass. By the time Glass comes around, he knows.
Yeah.
But like, he has no idea that he's also a murdering monster.
Uh-huh. I think that's like my wild one.
Okay. I feel like Disney's too afraid to do anything that crazy.
Okay.
I
so
hope
then
not.
Let's do this before we sign off. What do you want from this series?
All I want is what we saw here is a lot of... Jedi action.
You don't want this to be all there is in there.
Yeah, I want Jedi action. I want people with lightsabers fighting each other in awesome fight scenes. And they don't all have to have them. We see Amanda Sternberg with just a dagger the whole time.
Yeah, she gets force fought twice.
Yeah.
Once by Solo, once by Carrie Amos. I mean, like, it has to be lightsabers, but it could be combat.
She has a red mask in the earlier parts, like that girl from Mortal Engines.
Uh-huh.
But later on, she doesn't. So I have a feeling it's going to be like, you know, she's against them because of whatever reason, and then she kind of turns to their side because this other thing's going on or something.
Star Wars is always a redemption story.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah.
So here we are.
But I'm excited for it.
You know, I'll give you something I want besides that, because obviously I want that. I want to explore the High Republic more for especially non-readers. The High Republic is a dope era where we've talked about this before. These Jedi can have sexual relations. They can specialize in certain parts of the Force that nobody else ever did, you know, kind of be a little bit more niche. But I want to see the fact that, like, these guys can have relations and know, like, well, you're going to die one day and I'll be happy when it happens because you're in the Force.
So the Jedi we're used to from the Skywalker era are like fundamentalist Jedi.
Yeah.
They've taken everything to an extreme. I'm yes. like, you can't even like anybody.
They're alt-right Jedi. And I mean, they're all right.
Well, I'm excited. And
I am excited.
When this comes out, when this show comes out, I mean, we'll be doing, our show starts for the public in May for, you know, because
May the 4th May be the with 4th, you, and then Revenge of the 5th.
Yeah, exactly. We're not releasing them on those days because that's a Friday and Saturday, and that's dumb.
Yep.
But if you are on our Patreon for our other show, you'll get it in April, which is Bad Movies, Worst People. You can go to patreon.com/worstpeople and get it early for $3 a month. But I think we'll have to have an insert episode or an interrupted thing when this starts just to talk about like those first two episodes
and,
at
you
least.
Know, maybe we can also talk about the ending when it comes up.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what we're going to do, but
I do want to come at it fresh, and then we'll revisit it, because this is the earliest we're going to ever go. Well, not ever. I'm sorry. This is the earliest we've ever gone back.
Yeah.
We have not been earlier than this. So
what's the movie that's supposed to be?
James Mangold. The name escapes me, but that's going to be 2,000 years.
So that's
Republic. It's before the Old Republic. I'm so sorry.
Supposed
to be like 10,000 years. It's going to be the history of the Jedi. It's going to be, there's no, the Jedi, the word Jedi is not going to exist in this movie until near the end.
I have it in the notes for the show because it's supposed to be like 2026.
Uh-huh.
We'll see now. But it's just, they called it a Dawn of the Jedi era. So
that's what it is, the Dawn of the Jedi. So yes, it's going to be like, you know what? I've seen it in comics. The proto lightsabers, they had like fucking backpacks, like Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
And it had a little wire going right towards the
look, don't cross the blades, no matter what you
no,
do.
No, we have to cross the blades. That's how we fight. If a Sith Lord asks if you're a god, you say yes. So yeah, much excited for this, man. I mean, I know there's a sentiment right now out there already that is very... there's too many women and we're all supposed to just feel bad and cry all the time. And obviously I'm not the audience, dude. Come on. I'm not saying that Disney is the most, is the best at being actually woke, but this doesn't look like it's any of the agenda that these people are talking about.
That was the first thing I thought when the trailer started. I was like, well, this classroom's full of people of all different colors
and
races.
Yeah, look, there's different races, colors, and fucking genders. This is weird.
Yeah, how dare they?
Like,
this can't be for me because I'm a white man.
Not my Star Wars.
I've never watched a movie with a female in it.
Yeah, and if she's in it, she's in a gold bikini. I'm just saying.
But I'm very excited. We will be having the show... Like I said, starting in April on the Patreon, starting in May in the public, it'll be twice a month, or at least every other week, so that might be more than twice a month.
Bi-weekly.
Yes.
Which can mean both things. No, it can. It can mean twice a week
or twice a week. It'll definitely not be twice
English
a week.
English is wonderful.
It'll definitely not be twice a week. I ain't got that kind of time.
Yeah.
But
I do.
Check us out, because I think you'll have a good time. We talk about Star Wars. As you've heard here, Jack knows a lot. I know what the movies told me, so I'm completely lost right now. And we'll have a rotating guest who has a varying level of knowledge, but mostly none.
Hopefully none. I like to feel important when I answer questions, dude.
So yeah, check that out. Han Took Shots First is our show. And we'll be back, I'm sure, before then to do another little interstitial here, another prequel, if you will.
Yeah.
So find us, Han Took Shots First, on your social media platform of choice. Well, not really. Facebook, Instagram, probably TikTok. Because,
no X.
You know, no X. I don't do X. I don't do Twitter. X, formerly known as Twitter. The social media formerly
the
known
service
as.
Service formerly known as. Yeah,
you're not going to find us on Truth Social.
Oh, no. I don't think they'll have me.
You probably won't find me on LinkedIn.
No, you might be.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and you should check out the Acolyte. It looks cool.
Yep.
So I've been Derek.
I'm Jack. Good night, and chut-chut.
Chut-chut. Remember, if you liked that and you want to hear more Star Wars, look up Han Took Shots First and follow us wherever you get your podcasts, or check out our Bad Movies Worst People Patreon at patreon.com/worstpeople. For only $3 a month, you can get all of the episodes early before they go public, so you can be special just like we know you are.